Now, thanks Jake and Britt for joining us and coming in today.
Thank you very much
Welcome.
For having
Thank
us.
You.
Now, Jake, first of all, what inspired you to write the show?
Well, it actually all started at Oxford Street at the Unicorn Hotel. Me and my assistant director and choreographer, Maddie, were sitting out the front and were quite drunk and then started singing parody songs of other songs from musicals about the Inner West and where we had lived. Because both me and Maddie are not from the Inner West, it always like from out different places, and then we've like moved close towards the areas and learnt a lot about and been keen observers. And then from then on, we realised the cultural difference and how people who are privileged love to play poor or the idea of being alternative. And so we thought that'd be funny as a sarcastic, ironic musical. And you know, people always talk about ideas happening and then it just actually happened. And now it's underway and it's happening at the Seymour Centre. And that's just blown my mind how it's come to fruition so quickly.
That's amazing. And so what else kind of interests you about the cultural differences between these two parts of Sydney? So it's the acting poor, that kind of...
Yeah.
What other characteristics do you notice?
Oh, I think it's just extremely funny where it's such a liberal left-wing area. People all move in to really live that alternative lifestyle and push so many ideas of social issues, except the closest social issue to them is the classism, and it's the idea of pushing those class barriers to be cool, but not realizing by turn are like hurting other classes. And so that's the serious part about it, but we're obviously making fun and creating that comedy and sarcasm. And also there's just so much funniness in Australian people, and I feel like there's such a lack of the Australian voice, and I feel like that's super important to push that, and especially us being young people in these areas, a contemporary Australian voice is new and fresh and nice sure. to have.
Yeah, and comedy is a great way to kind of get across those more serious messages.
And also two powerful female leads, which is like
hell
what
yeah.
we need.
Yes. Yeah, nice segue to Britt, actually.
Yes, yes.
So, Britt, can you please tell us about your character?
Yeah, so I play Freya in Inner West Side, and Freya is the housemate that Andy, the girl from the North Shore, our lead, moves in with. And I guess Freya is kind of a culmination of everything Andy realizes is kind of wrong with the Inner West, or not wrong with the Inner West, but is kind of like quintessentially Inner West in like the people that live there. So she's constantly chasing news stories, but just to be woke. She needs to know everything, and she needs to make sure that everyone knows that she knows everything. She's across every social issue, but she actually doesn't have any depth of understanding. So she kind of wants to know just to know, to use that as social status and as social currency to kind of, I guess, build her status in the Inner West. So she's fairly simple, Freya. She's just wants to have fun. She's honestly just trying to have a good time. I think she likes the culture and the lifestyle, but she knows that to maintain that, she has to know these things. But yeah, she's a headline skimmer, I would say. So she scrolls past the pedestrian TV article, takes in the like quirky, funny headline, and that's all she can give to you, I guess, in a conversation. But yeah, she's a bit of fun.
Jake, are you familiar with that those types of people yourself, or?
Well, like yes and no. I feel like it's like a combination of a bunch of people I've met, both Lucille, one of the other writers, and Maddie, and everyone in the cast has also like thrown in their ideas, and obviously it being an original. And I think there's like about no one specifically, but you'll be able to pull out those stereotypes, and you'll know.
I think as well, like a few of us, like a lot of us, I guess, in some way or another, are a bit of a headline skimmer because.
Oh, definitely.
We live in this world where it's so important to, you know, to exist in these liberal left-wing little subcultures, these little pockets, particularly in the Inner West. You have to know so much, and it's really fucking... It is really important to get yourself, your understanding and build your understanding on all these things. But I guess sometimes not everyone is, you know, can get that full in-depth understanding of everything. So we tend to kind of flick what we know across in conversations without perhaps having that like
Yeah. I mean, that's. Yeah. I guess there's a problem there as well. It's that social capital or whatever, and you kind of want to show off. If you're doing it for the wrong reasons, I mean, if you're skimming headlines, I guess it's a time thing maybe, or, you know, there are other practical excuses.
The show's, you'll find all your stereotypes. Like, the lead girl, Andy, is like the quintessential North Shore queen bee who, like, is at everything. Like, the reason she moves in the first place is because she's already dated the head of the rugby team. She's already given a bluey's blowy, if anyone from the North Shore knows what that is. She's done everything that she needs to do to be the queen of the North Shore. Now she needs to move to the Inner West, and then she meets the villain Monica, which I think I've accidentally based off myself, and she's an evil girl who uses the space for her own gain, and I think it's really funny, and we have some great songs about Vinnie's, St. Vincent's of Paul's. We have songs about raving, and we have some great songs about living in a share house and being alone in Camperdown. That's the titles of one of our tracks. Nice. Sneak peek.
Yeah, sounds very familiar. So, in the blurb as well for the play, it says the musical is accompanied by lots of alternative kind of Aussie music.
Yeah.
Can you give us a taster of like what kind of artists we'll be hearing?
It's an all original musical, completely original. Right. Okay. So, Tom Cardi from the Lulu Rays, the drummer from the Lulu Rays, wrote every single song. So, me and Lucille, with the help of Mads, did the lyrics, and then Tom wrote all the music. But it's like think about June rap. June Rats mixed with like every alternative band that plays on Triple J, and add a bit of like rock musical vibes, and then there's the vibe of the show. It's like it's musical meets those alternative hits, so I think it's a show for everyone, not just theatre people. So I think everyone will enjoy it.
Yeah, I think it's like very accessible. It's a musical without being, you know, like wicked, you know, you know, it's like really catchy stuff you could hear, and like a soundtrack you could download and listen to like every day, you know, like it's really, really fun.
Sounds great. And so lastly, where can we catch the show?
Yeah, easy. So at the Seymour Centre between the 18th and the 22nd of September in the Reginald Theatre downstairs. There's five nights there. We are selling out opening and closing. So if you want to get your tickets in quickly, you can go to bit.ly/InnerWestSide, or you can just check the Seymour Centre website and all the tickets and information will be available there.